Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Oriental Rail Infrastructure Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Akhilesh Gandhi from Stellar IR. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Gandhi.
Thank you, Renju. Good morning, everyone. I, Akhilesh Gandhi, on behalf of Stellar Investor Relations, welcome you all to the Oriental Rail Infrastructure's Quarter 1 FY26 earnings conference call. We shall be sharing the key operating and financial highlights for the first quarter ended on June 30, 2026. Today, we have with us the senior management team of Oriental Rail Infrastructure with us today. Mainly, we have Mr. Salim Burwala. He's the Chairman, Managing Director, and the CFO of the company. Along with him, we have Mr. Taha Mirkhipurwalla. He's the Whole-Time Director. He's also Additional Director. With him, we also have Mr. Najmuddin Mirkhipurwalla. He is a CSIRO and SMP. Also, before we begin, I would like to state that this call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon the company's beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. The statements made in today's call are not a guarantee of future performance and also involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. The company also undertakes no obligation to update any forward-looking statements to reflect developments that occur after the statement is made. Documents relating to the company's financial performance, like investor presentation, have already been uploaded on the stock exchange and the company's website. With that, I now invite Mr. Salim Burwala to share his initial remarks on the company's performance for the first quarter. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. A very warm welcome to all joining in today. It is a pleasure to welcome you and talk to you regarding Oriental Rail Infrastructure Limited's earnings call. This is the first-ever earnings conference call and is an important milestone as we begin our regular engagement with the investment community. We look forward to using these interactions to provide greater visibility into our business performance, strategy, and long-term growth journey. I hope you all have had an opportunity to review our Quarter 1 Financial Year 27 investor presentation, which has already been uploaded on the stock exchange. Since this is our first earnings call, I would like to briefly take you through our business, Q1 financial performances, and key growth priorities. Oriental Rail Infrastructure was established in 1991 and has built a presence of more than three decades in the Indian railway ecosystem, progressively expanding across railway interiors, components, freight wagons, and wagon components. Today, the group operates through two complementary business platforms. The first is our rolling stock interior and allied product business, housed with Oriental Rail Infrastructure, the listed parent company. The second is our freight wagon and wagon components business operated through our wholly owned subsidiary, Oriental Foundry Private Limited. We currently operate four manufacturing facilities spread across 100 acres with integrated capabilities across our passenger and freight businesses. Our manufacturing platform also includes in-house production of critical wagon components like bogies, draft gears, springs, couplers, side bearers, etc. Starting with our parent company, Oriental Rail Infrastructure, it has an established presence in the rolling stock interior and allied product businesses like floorings and seats. The core offering is seat and berths, where we have an established position and with a market share of more than 30%. The installed capacity is about 3,600 coaches per annum, and till date, we have supplied more than 40,000 coach sets over the past several years. A key strength of this business is our backward integration, wherein all major components of the seat and berths, including the upholstery, the foams like PU foam, silicone foam, etc., and similar engineering components are manufactured in-house. We have a separate plant for manufacturing of the upholstery or the artificial leather and an installed capacity of 36 lakh meters per annum, serving railways as well as non-railway segments like upholstery, footwear, automobiles, etc. We are targeting an EBITDA margin of 13%-15% for the rolling stock interior and allied business segment, supported by passenger coach modernization, new train additions, and expansion to Orvin, which is the artificial leather business brand applications, and further backward integrations to improve our profitability. Alongside this established business, we have significantly expanded into the freight wagon ecosystem through Oriental Foundry, which is now the primary growth engine of the group. Oriental Foundry operates an RDSO-approved manufacturing platform with an installed capacity of 2,400 wagons per annum. Its vertical integration across critical wagon components provides greater control over quality, supply, and manufacturing cost. OFPL has delivered more than 4,000 wagons to date. Importantly, capacity utilization was approximately 50% in financial year 2026, providing significant headroom to scale production through better utilization and execution without major capacity additions required. We are also applying for AAR certification, which is intended to align our manufacturing capacity with global rail quality standards and support our expansion into international markets, which will be a big revenue booster. With the above brief, I would like to take you through our quarter one performance. We had a positive start to the financial year. On a consolidated basis, revenue from operations stood at 137.6 crores compared with 117.9 crore in quarter one financial 26, representing a 16.7% growth on year-to-year basis. Profitability grew significantly faster than revenue. EBITDA increased 43.7% year-to-year to 20.9 crores, with EBITDA margin improving to 15.2% from 12.4%, an expansion of 286 basis points. Profit before tax increased 74.1% year-to-year to 14.5 crores, while profit after tax increased 83% year-to-year to 10.7 crore, with PAT margin going to 7.8% from 5%. The improvement in operating profitability was supported by the product mix, improved cost absorption, and operating leverages. Looking at the consolidated revenue mix, wagons accounted for approximately 75% of revenue, followed by seat and berth at 16%, resin upholstery at approximately 5%, and other products at 4%. At the segment level, the freight wagon business contributed approximately 106 crores, while the rolling stock interior and allied business contributed approximately 33 crores during the quarter. The increasing contribution of the freight wagon business is reflected in our order books as well. As of August 11, 2026, our consolidated order book stood at approximately 1,692 crores, comprising 1,526 crores of wagon at OFPL and 166 crores in the coach interior at Oriental Rail Infrastructure. This provides strong revenue visibility, particularly in the freight wagon business. Our priority is now to execute this order book efficiently, improve production throughout, and have better utilization while maintaining the quality and margin disciplines. We are targeting an EBITDA margin of 15% to 17% for the freight wagon business over the medium term, with increasing utilization of the existing platform being an important driver towards achieving this objective. At the same time, we remain focused on improving working capital efficiency and ensuring that growth translates into stronger operating cash flows. From a financial discipline perspective, our credit rating continues to be CARE BBB stable /A3, and we remain focused on prudent capital allocation and maintaining a strong financial profile as the business scales. While execution of our existing business remains the immediate priority, we are also developing multiple opportunities for the next phase of growth. One of these opportunities is the smart wagons technology. Through our partnership with Arm Industrial Technology USA, we have entered the smart wagon technology segment through an exclusive joint venture of 51-49% to integrate Arm's onboard condition monitoring systems into freight wagons and passenger wagons as well. This system enables real-time monitoring of parameters such as bearing vibrations and temperatures, supporting predictive maintenance, early fault detections, improved safety, and reduced unscheduled downtime. This is a very big safety aspect, which is at present a critical bottleneck for Indian Railways, and successful implementation of this technology would be a very huge step in Indian Railways avoiding accidents and unscheduled breakdowns on the operating tracks. We have participated in the RDSO development tender for 400 smart wagons, with financial bids expected to open in the 9th of August, and the key vendors have already identified. We are confident of being the successful vendor against the tender. In addition to the above, the Indian Railways have already floated 3 tenders for the passenger coaches, similar applications of the smart passenger coaches to identify and monitor the bearing vibrations, etc. These tenders are due to open in the end of August, and our participation is ready for these tenders, which will also expand the scope of the smart wagons into the passenger segment also. Beyond the initial program, the company estimates the smart wagon market potential at approximately 10,000 crores, with estimated annual incremental revenue potential of approximately 750 crores, targeting around 30,000 wagons per year. We are planning a dedicated smart wagon component facility in North India by the end of financial year 28, supporting the commercialization and scale-up of this opportunity, as well as the Make in India initiative to successfully cater to this market requirement. The next growth potential that we have is the modern wagon, or the next generation wagons, for which we have a tie-up with the United Wagon Company and its design arm VMICT for the improved 25-ton high axle load wagon platforms for the Indian markets. The development of designs are more than completed and in the final stage of progress, and submission to RDSO is expected in Q4 financial 27. The objective is to develop a better, higher capacity carrying wagon with improved performance and reduced maintenance requirements, which would help better optimum revenue potential to the end user. We are also pursuing and the arm of wagon leasing. The in-principle approval for a wagon leasing operation has been received from the Railway Board, and we would be participating in active tenders to establish our footprint in the wagon leasing business. Our objective is to develop this business in a capital efficient manner, creating a more recurring revenue stream and holding our edge in the wagon leasing business on account of a superior technology and better service feedback to our customers. Alongside the above red initiatives, we have also entered into a strategic tie-up through a joint venture with AB Composites, which is focused on offering entire turnkey solutions of total furnishing of passenger coaches, which will be a huge advantage in garnering more market share and also improving our revenues and profit margins. These initiatives are also supported by a long-term industry environment. Indian Railway is continuously investing significantly in freight infrastructure, network expansion, passenger coach modernization, and technology upgradation. The investor presentation highlights approximately 2.9 lakh crore of railway budget capex for financial 27 and cumulative investment of approximately 16.7 lakh crore planned through 2031. In freight, the National Rail Plan 2030 targets an expansion of wagon fleet from approximately 4 lakh wagons to 6 lakh wagons, while the freight wagon market is expected to nearly double to approximately 25,000 crores to 30,000 crores by 2031. At the same time, passenger rail modernization continue to operate opportunities across seat and berths, coach floorings, coach interiors, and total furnishing of coaches. We therefore believe our presence across both passenger and freight rail gives us multiple avenues to participate in the long-term structural growth. Against this backdrop, our priorities of financial year 27 are clear. First, increased utilization of our existing wagon manufacturing capacity. Second, execute our current order book efficiently while maintaining quality and margin discipline. Third, improve working capital efficiency and cash conversions in the business scales. And fourth, selectively develop our newer opportunities across smart wagons, the modern wagons, and the wagon leasing business, along with the coach furnishing business. Our objective is to balance growth with financial discipline and ensure that revenue growth translates into sustainable profitability and stronger cash generation over the long term. To conclude, we remain confident about the long-term opportunity for Oriental Rail Infrastructure. In the near term, our focus remains on execution, capacity utilization, and improvement in profitability, while continuing to strengthen our established railway businesses. Over the medium term, we expect smart wagon, the modern wagons, the leasing business, and the joint venture, along with HUM and AB Composites, to provide additional revenues for growth and modernization. Our broader objective is to evolve Oriental Rail from a railway manufacturing company into a more integrated rail solution platform with capabilities spanning freight wagons, wagon components, passenger coaches, smart wagon technologies for both passenger and wagons. We are also undertaken the development along with HUM to bring in more smart solutions for the efficient operation of Indian Railways on wagons and passenger coaches, in addition to the bearing and wheel monitoring. We believe our established railway relationships, integrated manufacturing capabilities, and the available infrastructure and the emerging growth opportunities provide a strong foundation for the next phase of our journey. Our focus will remain on profitable growth, higher capacity utilization, disciplined capital allocation, stronger positive cash generation, and sustainable long-term value creation for our shareholders. With that, I would like to thank all of you once again for joining Oriental Rail Infrastructure Limited's first ever earnings call. We are pleased to begin this regular engagement with the investment community and look forward to keeping you updated on our progress. We are now happy to take your questions. With that, I hand you over to the operator.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Kunal Shah with Shah Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is with respect to the financials. We have seen some sequential moderation in revenue during this quarter. So if you can just throw some light, was it related to some execution issue or a seasonality impact? Or were there any other factors that impacted our moderation in this quarter? And what do you reckon moving into the Q2, or maybe we are in mid of the quarter two? Are we executing at a better run rate? Can you just throw some light on this?
The first quarter of the financial year has been affected by the U.S.-Iran war, the immediate crisis of the fuel and gas supply, which was existing during March and April, which is now more or less solved out or under total control. So this is what has been the single factor which has affected the quarter one. Quarter two, we are progressing at a much improved rate, and as already indicated in our this thing, the quarter two would also, the quarter two is operating at a much better speed. We hope to do around 500 wagons in the quarter as compared to 300 and odd wagons in the first quarter.
Okay. All right, sir. So, and within year-on-year growth, how do we think about it, about the contribution from volumes versus product mix and pricing?
The year-on-year growth would also be substantial, as can be seen for the growth in the second quarter, which I just mentioned. So the year-on-year growth would also be substantial and would be... We expect to have a turnover of around 700 crores.
No, sir. I was more coming from the growth that we had on a year-on-year basis. So the contribution volumes, what was the contribution? How should we think about it, rather about the contribution from volume versus the product mix and pricing?
I'm not able to understand what exactly is your question. You mean to have a breakup of the turnover in terms of volumes of wagons, coach interiors, etc.?
Yeah, if you can just throw some light on that, yeah.
No, the figures indicated, as already mentioned, the 75% revenue would be from the wagon and components business, approximately 15 to 18% from the coach interior business and about 5 to 7% from the upholstery business.
Okay, so it was the product mix that led to a better year-on-year growth if I compare Q1 versus Q1, Q1 FY26 versus Q1 FY26.
As mentioned it.
Yeah.
No, as mentioned in our earlier my presentation also, the growth in the wagon manufacturing capacity utilization is the largest driver to the growth in the volumes, and the growth in the volumes is going to be primarily from better utilization of wagon capacity, with the other businesses more or less remaining same or showing a positive growth of between 8 to 10%, whereas the wagon manufacturing would show a growth of approximately more than 45 to 50%.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thanks for this clarity. Now my second question probably is related to the industry. We believe that government has allocated a good amount of budget towards the railway modernization, and around 35 to 40% has been utilized towards railway spending. So could you just give some color on how are you looking at the wagon ordering cycle over the FY27 as well as FY28? And do you expect the current momentum in wagon procurement to sustain, or could the ordering environment become more cyclical?
See, for any economy as well as Indian economy now with the policy makers, freight is the single largest contributor to making your economy more lean and efficient in terms of reduced cost of transportation. The cost of transportation and the volume of transportation by rail are much more faster and economical as compared to road transport. So the freight industry is going to be in a phase of growth wherein the demand for wagons is going to be on a continuous increasing pattern. The procurement pattern, whether it is through leasing, whether it is through private participation, government buying, is something which will be fluid and would be changing depending upon how the end user wants to position himself. But the demand for wagons is going to be continuous and is going to be on the increase. We also have an advantage is that we are developing wagons which are technically more advanced with the smart wagon and the modern wagon design. So whichever way the procurement goes, we will always have an edge in giving better value-added product to the end user. And as such, we are very confident of growth and very positive outlook for the wagon requirements in the railways.
Okay, so with that, probably does it give us confidence that we would continue to grow at a healthy pace given the demand that is around from the private players as well as the Indian Railways, as you mentioned?
Yeah, we are very confident. We see the growth potential as highly positive and obvious.
Okay, all right, sir, all right. And lastly, if I may squeeze in one more question, what are the key industry or demand-related milestones as an investor one should look at or one should track over the next couple of years?
That would be difficult for me to answer. I think it is the investor who is better equipped, smart and intelligent to track it. I don't think, our focus is to develop the best modern wagons and have a technical edge wherein we are able to market to our customers based on the quality of our product and improve our profitability.
All right, sir. All right. Thank you. Thank you for answering all the questions patiently. All the best to you, sir. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Deepak Poddar with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So just wanted to understand, first up on the order book, I mean, in OSPL, we have got around 1,526 crores of order, right? So how much it will translate into number of wagons?
The number of wagons is approximately 3,800 wagons.
3,800. And then what would be its execution timeline? I mean, in how much time we'll have to execute this order?
We project to execute at the rate of 200 wagons per month from quarter three of the present financial year.
So 200 wagons per month from 3Q?
Yeah.
That is October, November. Okay. Okay.
December, yeah.
Understood. And accordingly, I mean, 200 wagons per month would be utilizing your capacity fully, right? I mean, currently, our capacity there is around 2,400 wagons.
Yeah, it would be utilizing our capacity fully. And with the performance, once we are able to achieve this milestone in the first one or two quarters, the expansion of capacity does not require much, so it means additional heavy CapEx or infrastructure, and that is already on the blueprint. We would be moving forward to applying for the capacity expansion also by the beginning of first quarter 2028.
So what would be our aspiration to increase our capacity from currently 2,400 to where we want to take it?
In the long run, over a period of, say, 12 months to 18 months to 4,800 wagons.
To 4,800 wagons. I mean, 12 to 18 months from FY28, I mean, when you will initiate?
FY28, yeah. From FY28, yeah.
Okay. So in 1Q FY28, we'll initiate the CapEx, and from there, 12 to 18 months. Would that be right?
Yeah. Means once we initiate in the first quarter 2028, maybe 12 to 18 months to reach this target in a phased-out manner, maybe first 3,600 and then 4,800 is what is planned.
Okay. Okay. Understood. And average realization is around close to 40 lakhs per wagon?
Yeah. Approximately, depending upon the wagons, plus minus 5%, but you can comfortably take it as 40 lakhs.
Correct. And on your JV with the HUM Industrial, so what's the capacity there? I mean, we are in terms of smart wagons that we are building there?
The smart wagon technology which is there is, again, a product which is more of a technology-based and does not involve very heavy infrastructure in terms of plant land. And the capacity would be 3,000 units per annum to begin with.
Per annum.
Yeah.
And what would be the realization there per unit?
Sorry, I could not hear
what
was
said. What is that, I mean, technology realization per unit of the monitoring system that we are developing? Yeah.
You are talking about the sale price that we estimate to the
customer? Yes, 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 yes. Per unit, what is the potential of that product? Yeah.
What happens is that it would be anywhere in the range of about 2.5 to 3 lakh rupees per unit of wagon. And for the passenger coach, maybe slightly higher. On an average, you can say around 2.5 to 3 lakh per rolling stock, that is per passenger coach or per wagon.
Okay. Okay. So that JV revenue potential is what, close to 75 crores, around 70 to 900 crores, I mean, somewhere around that?
750. I mean, 30,000 units at about 3 lakhs will give you 750 crores.
Oh,
75.
So is that 3,000 units per annum or 30,000?
30,000 units. See, what happens is basically I'll give you an industry overview. There are about 4 lakh wagons and perhaps and passenger coaches more in the system. And the Indian Railways would like to have this once the technology is proven gradually. to be retrofitted on all the rolling stocks. So the market potential is there. The railway projections are also that there is a volume potential of 10,000 crores in this segment. And we take it that there would be at least about another 2-3 players in the market. So we are targeting a revenue of about 750 crore from this business segment per year.
And that will start from this year itself, FY27?
No, it will start from, means the technology needs to be proven. So it will start from financial year 28-29. Maybe the fitment and that some units may go in the current year, but it will, the revenue that I'm talking about would be in effect maybe partially in the next year and 28-29 onwards at 30,000 units level.
Got it. And just one last question, if I can squeeze in. Now you spoke about the freight demand being very good, right? And it's a growth phase, and accordingly, we also expect good growth. So if I have to see next 2-3 years, so what sort of CAGR as a company, at a company level, we are looking at? I mean, for next 2 years?
As I've told you, our revenues and growth will come from increased capacity utilization of wagons. Mm-hmm. And we expect that the growth should be, I mean, although figures, the growth should be substantial. It is only a question of better capacity utilization that has to take place.
Correct. So any range you can provide? I mean, 20% plus minus or somewhere around that would be a right range for us?
Sorry, I'm not able to, again, your voice was
listening. Some range if you can provide? I mean, 20% kind of a CAGR growth that as a company we are looking at for next 2-3 years?
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, this should be achievable.
Okay. Fair point. That would be it from my side. Wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Kanish Shah with SG Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to discuss the newer initiatives because these could potentially become important drivers for the next phase of growth, right? So on the 25th high axle load wagon, am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible. Please continue.
So on the 25th high axle load wagon being developed with United Wagon Company and VNICT, one of the development and approval process is completed. So how differentiated do you believe the product will be versus the existing wagon platforms?
See, the technology that is there is superior technology, which reduces the maintenance, means as it is reduces the maintenance time. For example, in very basic language, if right now, for example, just not giving you exact figures, requires a maintenance to be done, say, every 1 lakh kilometers. This maintenance would be expanded to, say, roughly 2 lakh kilometers, which gives better operating efficiency and more reduced cost to the end user. So the new wagon design is something which is going to be a very big edge across all platforms, and with the type of initiative and private participation that the railways is wanting, the expertise of private designs, designers will not only be restricted to RDSO or the railways, and will open up the field for international players, experienced players to come in, which will definitely bring in more better quality of wagons. And the tie-up that we have is with a company who is regarded as one of the most technically superior and largest wagon manufacturer.
Okay. And given that the larger established manufacturers can also participate once the product is approved, what gives you the confidence that OSPL can capture a meaningful share of this opportunity?
No, see, the design belongs to OFPL. And once we have that design, we are looking forward to marketing these wagons primarily more across private users, end users, and on a leasing platform. So the design of the wagon will remain with OFPL, it is not going to be that the design will be given across by the railways or any such thing to all wagon manufacturers. The control over design will remain with OFTL. Maybe even if it is to be shared with the railways or something, that will be a minimum criteria of wagons, only after which it will be allowed for use across railways to other manufacturers.
Okay, okay. And finally, on wagon leasing, how are you thinking about the business model? Like, do you see this primarily as a way to create an additional customer base for your manufactured wagons? Or do you see leasing itself becoming a meaningful or and recurring, you know, revenue-generating business?
Leasing itself will become a revenue generator and also a more stable platform for regular orders, wherein you are not at the mercy of tenders or private customers. When you are having leasing businesses, the revenues are there and it becomes attractive even for the end user, that he doesn't have to lock in so much of his own capital.
Okay, okay, okay. Understood. From competitive perspective, what would be ORIL's advantage versus established leasing companies or larger wagon manufacturers?
Our biggest advantage would be the modern wagon design and the smart wagon solution that we offer into our integrated wagon, whoever is the buyer. This would be the thing which the smart wagon, what we have been talking about, is something which is based on the artificial intelligence platform, which removes the human interface from all maintenance and operational, means reducing the chances of a fault. So this is also going to be expanded to a lot more applications. This bearing and wheel, as I mentioned earlier, is only a beginner, which would expand to many other areas or field in the wagons and the passenger coaches. And the advantages of an artificial intelligence platform across all our daily, means all throughout around us, is perhaps known to all. I need not explain more about it.
Okay, okay. Thank you, got it. That's all from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Divakar with Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. All the number you gave us, the 700 crore revenue for FY27 and the wagon share increasing to 75%. So going by all these numbers, do you think the order book of 526 crore, the one third of it will get executed in this financial year, FY27?
Yeah, based on the thing, I mean, that is something which is can be calculated. I don't think, means we have already projected 200 wagons from quarter three. So maybe one third or so thereabout. The exact figures can be worked out by yourself.
Okay.
Or I will share with you the exact breakup at a later date. The utilization year-wise of the existing order book, we'll share it with you at a later, means with, give me some time, I will share it with you.
Okay. So I want to understand, so what is changing in this freight wagon segment? Because in last 2 years, there is no growth. FY25, it is around 458 crores, and FY26, it is around 409. So what is changing after Q3? I want to understand why the capacity utilization is increasing.
I'm sorry, I will have to again repeat your question. Your voice was slightly echoing. I could not get it clear.
Can you hear me properly now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm saying, sir, what is changing in our freight wagon segment? Because in last two financial years, there is no growth. For FY25, it is around 458 crores, and FY26, there was a degrowth of and it is around 409. So what is changing in this segment?
See, it is a question with this. What is changing is the better capacity utilization on the wagon manufacturing. And that is the single largest factor which has added to the growth in the volumes.
Okay. So in last two financial year, our capacity utilization was around 50% only, right? What was the reason?
Yeah. The reason was that in the period in between, there was a huge shortage of wheels with one of the plants of the Indian Railways under shutdown or maintenance, and due to which the wheel supply by the Indian Railways was highly restrictive, which led to our capacities being underutilized. And in the after post that, we have also geared up our complete backward integration, adding new products like springs, draft gears, and to some extent, even manufacturing of couplers, which have given us a more steady logistic and supply chain and has led to a much, much better capacity utilization for the output of wagons.
Okay. And so the wagon segment has better margin than the other one we have. So on the consolidated level, what margin do you expect in FY27? We are doing around 15% EBITDA margin, excluding the other income.
The EBITDA margin has already been also indicated and mentioned. We expect about
15%.
About 15%-17%.
On a consolidated level, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And one last question, sir. From last two financial year, we did not generate any operating cash flow. So do you think as the utilization picks up this financial year, you will be able to generate some cash?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. So do you have plans?
With better capacity utilization, the cash flows will definitely improve.
Do you have to pay down the debt? Because most of the operating income that we generate is going into the interest we pay. So any plans to reduce the debt?
No, even debt will be induced when the revenue, the profits that are generated are also going into working capital, which will further get better once the capacity utilization improves. This cycle will also be much better. The revenues are not going towards the interest payment of the debt alone. The largest factor is also towards the working capital, and once the output improves, this would also improve, leading to a definite improvement in a positive cash flow.
Okay. So any peak debt number you have, sir, for FY27, FY28?
No, it would be difficult to predict a number on this part. If required, we'll share with you at a later date.
Okay. So you are comfortable maintaining less than one debt to equity, right? Or it will increase?
As I said, making a commitment on this behalf or giving an exact figure would be a little difficult at this stage. Whatever is the thing, if there is a specific, maybe with Stellar, I will provide you the information at a later date.
Okay. No problem, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Padmanabhan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Am I audible?
Good morning. Yeah.
Can you throw some light, sir, on the Hum Technology deal? What would be the revenue and profit-sharing arrangement with them? Would any royalty or technical fees have to be paid to them, number one? And my second question is, any proposed fundraising for the capacity expansion program from 2,400 to 3,600 wagons?
The number one, I will explain on the Hum project. The Hum project is a joint venture project in India with a 51% stake of Hum USA. So the profit sharing is clear. There is no, we being the almost equal stakeholders, there is no royalty or technology fee which is applicable. And the joint venture is an entity which will enjoy the continued support of Hum USA, and the profit sharing has been at 51% and 49%. The CapEx requirement for wagon expansion from 2,400 wagons to 3,600 wagons would be roughly about 60-70 crores. And the manner and the generation from internal company resources is something which is would be a matter of planning and will be decided at an appropriate stage.
Okay. Will do, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Kaushal Kedia with Wallfort PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for explaining the entire business so well and being so patient about the speech earlier. So I just want to understand one thing to understand the business better. In March of 2024, financial year 2024, we did a top line of 526 crores and a profit of 30 crores. Whereas in March 2025, we did a top line of 600 crores and a profit of 29 crores. So what was the difference between the 2 years and why did the margins come down? Just to understand the margins better, can you explain that?
See, what basically happened is that, as I have told you, we were buying components from outside, like the springs and the draft gears, couplers, etc., due to which there was a squeeze on the margins in the period that you are talking about, which have already improved in the last financial year with almost 100% backward integration of using our own draft gears, couplers. The spring plant, which was set up, became operational in financial year 25-26, and this position has already been corrected. The squeeze in margin during the period was only because of being dependent on outside suppliers. And during this period, even because of the large order released for the wagons, the prices in the industry were volatile. It was almost like a seller's market, which is again now we are not dependent on it because of our entire backward integration.
So, sir, how does it work? Like, say, suppose if you quoted for the wagons and there is a price increase in your manufacturing, are you able to pass it on? Is there any escalation?
See, the price escalation clause in the wagons is on account of the wholesale price index of the steel, the labor index, and all major commodities. So that is a very well-established and a very well-defined price variation clause with the railways, which is operationally and practically safeguarding the wagon manufacturer from any abnormal or any increases that may happen. The issue that I'm talking about is that if, because of a demand-supply position, a vendor supplying you springs raises the prices, that buffer is not that no system or government can provide. So that is how it is. Otherwise, the price variation clause is a very well and a very comprehensive thing which safeguards the wagon manufacturers from any increase across the base prices of steel, say, fuel, labor, etc.
Okay, sir. So thank you so much, sir. This is very helpful. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. My pleasure. Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Deepak Poddar with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello, I'm audible, sir?
Yeah, you are audible, please.
Yeah. Sir, just wanted to understand. So what sort of order pipeline we have?
Sorry, order?
Pipeline. And current order book you have mentioned, but what sort of pipeline we have?
Pipeline is something which, once we develop the technologies and the products in the pipeline, would be further tenders, leasing opportunities, private participation. it is going to be a growing business. As I have said, that the freight wagons and freight industry is going to be an industry which will always have a positive growth on year-to-year basis.
Okay. So, I mean, currently we have got around 1,500-1,600 crores kind of order book. So, what sort of addition we are expecting this year or order inflow we are expecting in our order book for FY27?
For FY27, we are not very keen and not pursuing any addition of the order book, because we are totally focused on executing the orders which are on hand. And we see addition to the order book maybe in the first quarter of financial year 27, and that would be of anywhere around 600 crores.
So that addition we are expecting what? First quarter FY 28?
First quarter FY 28 means, yeah.
Okay. But generally, I mean, this freight wagons orders happens throughout the year, or is there any particular period in which the government is more active in terms of disbursing?
No. As per the present this thing, the government would be doing an tender which would be maybe every 2 years or 3 years, and place out large quantities so that they don't have to do it every year. So it happens, maybe it should happen every alternate year or every third year.
Okay. Then how will we keep adding more, in terms of the wagon's visibility, in terms of, though in terms of current year, we do have two and a half years kind of a visibility, but if government gives tenders every 2 years, then how will the visibility improve for us? I mean, can you throw some light there?
No, the quantity is clubbed for the 2 years. So it gives you, based on your capacity or your offer or the, against the tender, for which gives you an order book for the next 2 years.
But then this first quarter, let's say first quarter FY 28, 600 crores, it's a very small number given the
visibility. I'm being little cautious. That is why it could be more also.
Got it. Okay. I understood. Yeah, that would be from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Padmanabhan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You are audible.
Am I audible? Yeah. I just wanted to ask about the hum technology. Earlier, it was expected from the railways by June 10th. Later in your investor presentation, you mentioned end of August. Secondly, you mentioned 10,000 crore. So how is this figure, and is it over a period of few years? Or what is this? How is this broken up? What is the breakup?
See, the figure of 10,000 crores comes from the fact is that there are approximately, at the moment, 4 lakh wagons, and continuing the future addition of wagons, and a price of 2.5 lakh rupees per wagon, which gives you a market size of approximately 10,000 crores or perhaps more when we also take into consideration the passenger business. So the figure of the market potential of 10,000 crores is something which is based on very cautious estimates and would easily be achieving this target or perhaps more than this target. And entering into the hum business, as already means, this is a artificial intelligence technology which would again have increased areas of application. This 10,000 crores is projected at for an application of the bearing detection and the wheel detection faults. If it is applicable to other parameters also of the rolling stock, maybe the volume or the potential of this business will further increase. I hope I have been able to explain to you the projections on the hum technology. Yes, as the case with any new technology and development, there has been some delay, and we hope that we should be able to get it on board as fast as possible. Even apart from the tender, our individual proofing and monitoring of the system on a trial basis of few wagons is already running on the Indian Railways.
Are you expecting any competitive bids from other players for this technology, sensor technology?
Definitely, yes. Means in today's time, I think it would not be proper this thing to say that there would not be any competition. And that is, since we are prepared, we are not even means projecting that it will be a 100% market share with the company. So yes, we are anticipating that there will be competition and there would be more than one source offering their product. The best technology will have an advantage.
Okay, sir. Will do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. We have reached the end of question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
It has been a very interesting and learning experience even for us, and the interaction has been quite a pleasant experience. We look forward to many such interactions in future, and if there are any specific more information or details required, the company management as well as Stellar is always available. We look forward to the active questions from our investment community, which would also be helping us to improve and learn. That's all I have to say. Thank you, investors. Look forward to further engagements on these lines with all of you.
Thank you. On behalf of Oriental Rail Infrastructure Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.